Gospels according to love. Audio, Luke chapter 14. Jesus dines with Pharisee. Jesus was being watched carefully when he went to eat bread on the Sabbath day at the house of one of the Pharisee. Behold, there was a certain man before Jesus that had the dropsy. Jesus spoke to lawyers and Pharisees, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day?" They held their peace. Jesus took hold of him with the dropsy, healed him, and let him go. Then Jesus said to the Pharisees and lawyers, "Which of you, having an ass or an ox that falls into a pit, and will not straightway pull it out of the pit on the Sabbath day?" They could not answer Jesus. Jesus put forth a parable when he noticed how those who were at the dinner chose their places of honor at the table. He said to them, "When you are bidden by someone to a wedding feast, sit not in the highest place of honor, for a more honorable one than yourself may be bidden there. The ones whose guest you are will come and say to you, 'Give this one your place,' and you with shame will take the lowest seat. When you are bidden, go and sit down in the lowest seat, lowest place, and then when they come to you, they may say, 'Friend, go to the higher.' Then shall you have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with you. For whosoever exalts himself shall be abased. Those who humble themselves shall be exalted." Then Jesus spoke to those who had invited him, "When you make dinner or a supper, call not your friends, not your family, nor your kin, nor your rich neighbors, unless they also bid you again and recompense be made you. When you make a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind. Then you shall be blessed." They cannot recompense, but your reward will be at the resurrection of the just. When one of them sat at meat with Jesus, heard these things, he said to him, "Blessed are those who shall eat bread in the kingdom of love." Jesus spoke to him, "A certain man made a great supper and bade many. He sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, 'Come, for all things are ready now.' They all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said to him, 'I have bought a piece of ground and my must needs are to go and see it. I pray you have me excused.' Another said, 'I have bought 5 yokes of oxen and I go to prove them. I pray you have me excused.' Another said, 'I have married a wife and therefore I cannot come.' When the house servant came and told his lord these things, the master of the house became angry. He said to his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring here the poor and the maimed in the halt and the blind.' The servant said, 'Lord, I have done as you have commanded, and yet there is room.' So the Lord said to the servant, 'Go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in so that my house may be filled. For I say to you that none of these that were bidden shall taste of my supper.' There were great multitudes traveling with Jesus. He turned and said to them, 'If anyone comes to me and hates his father or mother or wife or children, brethren or sisters, yea, even their own life also, they cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear their cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you intended to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether you have enough to finish it, unless foolishly, after he has laid the foundation, is not able to finish it? All that behold it will begin to mock him, saying, "This man began to build and was not able to finish." What king going to make war against another king sits not down first and consults whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him that comes against him with 20,000? Otherwise, while the other is in a great way off, he sends an ambassador and desires conditions of peace. So likewise, those of you that does not forsake all you have, you cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its savor, how will it be seasoned? The salt is not fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill, but it is cast out. Those who have ears to hear, let them hear.